Welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. If you don't know who I am, my name is Maddie, and I am so excited to have you tuning in to our weekly podcast episodes where we chat all the things from tips and tricks to funny stories from my life that have helped me to truly live in the sunshine. In this space, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear sometimes to realize that you are totally made for more than what you currently have in life, and that you hold the power to make the changes that you need to level up and live your best self. So buckle up, grab some water, and let's get into it. Good morning, my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Living in Sunshine podcast. In case you are new here, my name is Maddie, and all month long, we are tackling the topic of organization here on the Living in Sunshine podcast. If you are new to the show, be sure to check out past months of the podcast. Every single month, we do a brand new theme. Last month, we talked about confidence. This month, we're talking about organization, and we have new different themes every single month here on the show that help you purposely pursue joy in your life every single day. And if you are new to the show, be sure to click that little plus sign if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, or click subscribe if you're listening on Spotify. So that way, each Wednesday, your episode gets automatically downloaded to your podcast library. That way, you never miss a new upload from me. Now, before we dive into the podcast this week, and we are going to be talking about organization for beginners, I want to remind you of a super special birthday sale that's happening this Friday for my birthday. Every single year for my birthday, I love to say thanks and give back to all of you who are in the Sunshine Squad community in some way. And this year for my birthday, I am doing something that I have been waiting to do since, no joke, November of last year. This year, we are doing what I am calling the Bestie Girl Sale for the Sunshine Squad community. And if you are curious about the Sunshine Squad community, you've been waiting to join the Sunshine Squad community and you haven't because of financial reasons, or it's a little bit scary to do it on your own, or you're not just sure if it's right for you to do, this sale is for you. And let me just say this, it is going to be not only for you, but also your best friend. So if you are intrigued, if you are curious, put your name on my newsletter list down in the show notes. I will be emailing out all the details to my newsletter list this Friday on my birthday, April 14th, and I cannot wait to spill the beans on this sale. Okay, so now that my little reminder is out of the way, let's go ahead and dive into organization for beginners. Where and how to get started with getting organized. So for today's episode, it's going to be kind of divided up into two parts. So I have three places in your life to get organized, and then I have three kind of tips for you to start getting organized in case organization kind of feels really daunting or overwhelming, or it stresses you out. I know for all of my type B friends in this space, organization is probably your least favorite thing to do, but I promise in today's episode, I'm going to make it hopefully super manageable, super approachable, and something that you actually see the benefits from doing once you implement what we talk about in the show. And as a little disclaimer, if you hear any like chirps in the background, my guinea pigs are currently going crazy and I cannot get them to stop. So we're just going to roll with it. But if you hear anything weird noises in the background, it's Wallace and Gromit. They're my two guinea pigs. I've had them for forever. If you're a long-term listener, you know all about them. They just clearly want to be a part of the show today, but we're going to carry on and keep moving with getting organized for beginners. So when it comes to organization, there are three major places in life that I think are the most important to get organized, get nice and clean and tidy, and keep as organized as you can. The first place that I think of when it comes to organization is where you work / spend the most time, okay? So for me, that's my home office. That's really like my desk. If my desk or if my office is super cluttered, super disorganized, I feel that energy in my brain. And for some people, that might not make any sense, but for those of you who get it, like, you get it, right? It's one of those, if you know, you know, situations. So wherever you work / you spend the most time, right? So for maybe my stay-at-home moms, that could be your playroom or your kids' room or your living room, right? This is the first place where you're going to want to get organized, because when the environment that we spend the most time in is cluttered and disorganized, we inherently or unnoticingly, feel that impact, right? You might not recognize it if you are someone who's been super disorganized for a really long time. The impact of having a disorganized environment has on you. But when you take the time, and it, you know, that time is going to vary. When you take the time to get organized in that space, you will feel so much mental clarity. It will almost literally surprise you just how good you feel mentally after clearing out that space. So if you have to decide on a place to get started first, this would be the first place that I start when it comes to getting organized, where you work or where you spend the most time. That I have that as like a slash because some of us don't work, which is really amazing. Some of us get to stay home with our kids. But no matter what you do, wherever you spend the most time, this is going to be where you want to start when it comes to getting organized. The next place that you're going to want to go to get organized is your online or digital spaces. How many of us, if you think about it, have photos on our Facebook page from when we were in high school? How many of us are like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that sepia toned, like edited in PicMonkey picture is still on my Facebook page and I'm almost 30, right? How many of us are like that? I know there was a time and place where I was like, I've got to take all of these photos down. No matter where you start, we need to make sure that we keep our online and digital spaces organized in some way, because this is a space that gets really cluttered really quickly. When I think about my computer, I think about how full my downloads folder is. I think about my Google Drive and how sometimes crazy cluttered that can get. And I also think about my email. Now, I'm not sure if you've heard of this, but there's this trend going around called the zero email. I think that's what it's called, where essentially you have no emails in your inbox and they're all organized in certain folders and you have zero unread emails. Now for me, that's a no-go. I have like 705 unread emails. They're all junk. Like they're all like spam emails from like Kohl's and TJ Maxx. But for some people, that is the level of organization that they strive for and they achieve in their digital spaces. Some of my favorite ways to stay organized online and in my digital spaces is using Google Drive. I use Google Drive for everything. I do use email folders for specific things, specifically a big one for me, which I know is going to be a big one for my other fellow business owners, is I have a business receipts Google folder. So any of my virtual receipts that come in from buying a course or membership subscriptions, anything like that, I put in that business receipts folder. That way it's in a safe spot. I use email folders. The other thing that I like to use for organization, and I've talked about this platform 50 million times, is Asana. And I'm not going to dive into Asana in today's show because I don't want to overwhelm any of our beginner organizers. But essentially what Asana is it's an organizational tool and planning system where you can house links to things or ideas, a brain dump. You can put your schedule in there. You can put meetings in there. It's a really great free tool to use to help you get organized, whether it's for work or for life. But that is a few of the ways that I stay organized in my digital spaces in case you're unsure of where to start. Now, the final place that I would encourage you to get organized is your car and your purse, if you carry one. For me, I don't carry a purse. I actually just carry like a crossbody, what are those things called? Like a fanny pack, essentially, is what it is. But your car and your purse. So getting organized in these spaces is important because, again, we spend a ton of time in our cars and we carry our bags with us, no matter what they look like, all the time, right? And when we are organized in those spaces, it makes those transitional, you know, periods of the day when we're driving to the grocery store, picking our kids up from daycare, or we are walking through the mall, it makes those transitional periods in our day easier to navigate, which makes us feel better over time through that experience. So if your car is full of junk or trash, or it's like holding a bunch of random things that don't belong in it, put those things away dump out your purse and throw away all of the receipts that you don't need to keep and throw away like the lip gloss tube that like has nothing in it anymore. And just watch how navigating those transitional periods of your day become far more enjoyable just because you cleaned out and organized those two spaces. Have you ever felt like the people in your life just don't understand the dream that you have on your heart? Or even the desire that you have to be more joyful or intentional or even just plain happy? Like, life is good enough. Why do you need more, right? Well, my friend, if this is you, I have something special just for you. The Sunshine Squad community is your go-to place for that validation that you're searching for, to know that you aren't crazy for wanting more and that you aren't alone in that desire either. This online community has grown to be filled with amazing joy seekers, purpose pursuers, happy hustlers, and dream chasers just like you. In the Sunshine Squad community, you get continued guidance from me that you need to make your dreams a reality, a community of women who get it, and the steps that you need to make your life something that you're totally obsessed with. If you are ready to say yes to those things, you need to jump into the Sunshine Squad ASAP, and you can do so right now via the link in the show notes. If you do have questions on what the Sunshine Squad community is, or if it's right for you, feel free to send me a DM over on Instagram. I would love to chat with you more about it over there. And my friend, I can't wait to see you inside of the Sunshine Squad. All right, so we talked about places in life to get organized, right? Where we work or spend the most time, our online and digital spaces, and our cars and bags that we carry. Now let's talk about how we can get organized in those spaces, okay? So I have three quick tips for you that will help you to begin that process of getting organized. Because again, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed or feel like this is impossible or a super daunting thing. I want organization and I want your experience into getting organized to be an enjoyable thing, because there are so many benefits to living an organized lifestyle. So my first tip for you is to start small. Okay, start small. Choose just your desk and get that really organized and live with it being organized for a week or two before you move into a different area of your space, right? Start small and maybe focus on just getting rid of the extra papers that are lying around your house. I know Lucas, my husband Lucas, and I get in this really bad habit of like putting receipts on the counter and just leaving them there to die. Like, we both do this. It's random papers, it's receipts, it's like dog poop bags. We just like leave them on the counter to die and rot and like waste away for the rest of forever. And it always feels so good just to get rid of those extra bits and bobs off the counter and see that space really neat and tidy. So start small, pick a certain area and grow from there, and don't get caught up on trying to do it all at the same time, right? Tip number two is to try things out, but make them work for you. One of my biggest pet peeves, especially when it comes to influencers, and I know I 100% fall into this category, like I annoy myself sometimes, is when people say, do this, it's the absolute number one best and only way to do something. When that's not true, right? Someone could have a perfectly beautiful morning routine and make a piece of content that says, this is the only morning routine you should ever do, here's why. And then you try it out and it's a complete dumpster fire. The reason for that is because not every routine or habit or behavior or system is going to work the same for every single human. We're all different. We're all wired differently. We all feel differently. So when it comes to getting organized, I encourage you to try things out. Look up Marie Kondo and use her system if you want to, but make it your own. Make it something that works for you, that works for your family, that works for your home, and that works for your brain, right? If something doesn't work for you the way someone else does it, and I say this all the time, take it, bake it, and make it your own. It's okay to use something as a launching pad to create your own style of that habit or routine or system. It's okay to customize something that you saw someone else do so it fits you and feels good to you. The same is true when it comes to getting organized. Try things out. Try different things that you see online. See how they work for you. And if they don't work, change them so they do work and move on. You don't have to be a carbon copy of every single person that you see online in order to live a joyful life or in order to live the joyful life that they are promoting online, okay? And finally, my last tip for how to get organized is to focus on one spot or one space at a time and complete it before moving on. I saw this online. Someone was talking about deep cleaning your home and they said, finish a room before you start another. And this is so true because when we try to start a big project like organization, right? You might feel like you have to organize your entire house. For some people, that's a really big house, right? That's a whole lot of house to get organized. So instead of trying to tackle your 2,100 square foot home all at once, choose one spot or one space, get it completely organized, live with it organized for a week, and move on to the next spot. You might find that the way you organize that space doesn't actually work in practice, right? In real life. And you have to tweak it and change it to figure out what's going to work. So again, your tips on how to get organized, how to start getting organized are to start small, try things out, but make them your own, right? Make sure they work for you. Make sure they feel good to you. And then focus on one spot, one space of your home or where you work, complete it. Make sure it feels good before moving on to the next spot, because doing this will help you to beat that feeling of overwhelmed or getting overwhelmed by all of the things that you have to do. And it also creates a little bit of wiggle room for you to troubleshoot that organizational system that you used to see if it actually works in practice. And that is everything that I have for you. Those are some quick and easy ways and spaces that you can get organized if you are a complete beginner to getting organized, if you're someone just starting your organizational journey. I hope that those were helpful. I hope that those were things that make organization more manageable, more approachable, and more enjoyable. Before we peace out for the week, I want to read our review of the week. Our review of the week comes from Zero Hero, and she says, "Hype girl. Maddie is here to hype you up. She is so positive and energetic. I love her from Instagram, and I'm excited to connect with her in a new way." Girlfriend, I'm so thankful for you. Thank you so much for leaving a review for the show. Reviews and ratings of podcasts, you guys, in case you don't know, are similar to likes and shares over on Instagram or TikTok. They help the show reach more women just like yourself to get these tools and trainings and coaching sessions right here on the show for free so that way they can live a joyful life just like you are trying to do. So if you haven't yet left the show a review, go ahead and go do that right now over on Apple Podcasts and let me know when you do so I can send you a virtual hug and a high five from afar. Until next week, my friend, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. That is all I have for you today, my dudes, and I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, I would seriously appreciate it if you went and left the show a review and rating on whatever platform you're currently listening on. For every review and rating that you leave, it truly helps the show grow and reach more women just like yourself. If you had any major takeaways or aha moments, be sure to take a screenshot of this episode, post it to your social media stories with your biggest takeaways, and tag me at Living in Sunshine so I can share it with my people as well. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me this week, and until next time, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.